Well, White Knight is back in Bendigo, first time since 2018. It's being curated by the internationally acclaimed artist and creative director, Joseph O'Farrell, or Joff, as he's known. Joff, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, 3 years away, does that sort of put extra pressure on delivering what people want or expect?
Well, it's been a long road to get to this point. We've had to postpone a couple of times due to the pandemic, but I think the way I'm looking at it is that it's been so long since we've had a chance to celebrate a night like this. It's just going to be so special to be on the streets of Bendigo with all those people.
Yeah. So where do you start? When you sit down, they say, Joff, you've got the gig. Let's work this out. You've got a blank canvas there. How and where do you start?
Well, I think you've got to start with talking to everyone in the city. So like walking the streets, taking in, you know, that beautiful Gold Rush architecture of Bendigo, and then talking to all the artists and the council and the traditional owners of the country that we're placing the event on, and then going, how can we make this the most special event ever?
And I guess that's a real part of it, isn't it? Not, you know, not just pretty lights that look good and go, ooh, but also, you know, to tell a story and reflect the city, reflect the heritage, reflect all sorts of things in it.
Absolutely. And Bendigo is such a beautiful and special city that, you know, there is so much history there. And when we look at those big projections that White Knight are famous for, they just suit the architecture of the city so perfectly. So it's just been a really special time. And I just can't wait to see it all in action.
Yeah. And it must be also, I guess, a real challenge looking at what sort of piece is going to fit what space and what it's projected onto as well. A lot of time must go into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's the big projections, and what we'll be doing as part of White Knight Bendigo is projecting all those beautiful buildings that surround the Alexandra Fountain in the middle of the city. And then also we're going to kind of bring to life View Street with a whole heap of live music in the balconies and in front of the Capitol Theatre. So kind of bringing a New Orleans-style feel to that street. And then kind of you've got the beautiful, you know, Roslyn Gardens and Pall Mall. So really bringing all that to life and making it this magical transformation so that people have never seen their city like this before. So, you know, creating so many memories for families, for young people, and for people who have been living in the city for a long time.
I know it's shared around a bit from time to time, but, you know, it must be, it's a great kudos to Bendigo and the city, and for regional areas as well, to have a show like this, which obviously is world-class by any standards, be it London, Paris, New York.
That's exactly right. And, you know, working with Bendigo, the council and all the stakeholders, everyone knows the importance of the impact of such a big event. You know, I was there for the opening of the Elvis exhibition. I've been coming back and forth from Bendigo and spending a lot of time in that city, and everyone is so genuinely excited for this event to come back, to be this destination event, and also to bring so much economic impact to the city. After 2 years of pandemic, I think, you know, it comes at the perfect time.
Yeah, it certainly does. And obviously, it's very much a collaborative event from your perspective, with a lot of other great artists having input to it as well.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're really excited to host over 70% of the program is regional artists and artists from Bendigo. And then we're also hosting world premieres of big artworks from internationally acclaimed artists as well. One work that I'm really excited about is called The Guardian, which is a puppet that is 10 metres long and 4 metres high. And it's this dreamlike, magical beast that will be roaming around the Roslyn Gardens. So that will be one not to be missed.
Yeah. Look, it's very exciting. And congratulations on what sounds like going to be a fantastic night. Hopefully, good bit of weather, and that's all we need. So, Joff, we really appreciate you talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. And, always a pleasure to chat to you.
Creative Director of White Knight, Joseph O'Farrell. Joff.